death, one experiences part. Even the dead, he experiences the dead on behalf of all the sinners who are sin, not free from death, suffering death. You take it on yourself. You know, all day suffering death. Then you experience on behalf and let them to be free from all the suffering death and all other sufferings sometimes. So so like that. So in this way, then you enjoy the problem. This way, then you enjoy the problem, and because you see the benefit, you see the benefit of having a problem. You see the benefit of experience having the problem, because the problem, experience the problem on behalf of all sentient beings, that purifies so many eons of your innate karma and components, and you collect limitless scars of merit every time when you experience the suffering problem on behalf of numberless sentient beings. Each time when you do that meditation, think that you're collecting limitless scars of merit, and you purify so many eons of innate karma. So each time when you do that, you experience the problem, the suffering on behalf of all sentient beings. Each time you become closer, each time the total transformation, bodhicitta practice, experience the suffering on behalf of all sentient beings, that brings you closer, each time closer to enlightenment. Each time closer to enlightenment, that means each time you become closer, closer and closer to bring all sentient beings to enlightenment. So that's the benefit. Benefits of problem is that. Benefits of having a problem is that. The benefit is like limitless sky. The limitless sky of benefit is it. The benefits having problem. By using the problem, if you use the problem to practice Dharma, if you use the problem to practice bodhicitta, to develop good heart, so it has scarce benefit. In the scarce benefit, but that is a quick enlightenment, quick liberation. With a special meditation, you transfer your consciousness, you transfer your consciousness in the pure land, you send your consciousness in the pure land of Buddha, which is where you can become enlightened. There are special practices like that. But however, your mind has to be totally renounced, detached. Otherwise, that method doesn't work. And even if you know very well the techniques, do this, even you know so well, but when you die, if your mind is not renounced, clinging to the body, to the family member, to the material possessions, the property, if your mind cannot let go, the attachment, all these methods of tantra, transferring consciousness in the pure land doesn't work. But the attachment holds the holds the mind, doesn't free the mind. Like the birds, their legs fast, tied to the strong. Strong, bird cannot fly. So like that, there's attachment at the time of death, you can't let go. Then it's like that, how you know well those techniques. It doesn't work. So therefore, you see, it does happen that story that in Tibet, one old monk, he knew the technique very well. You know, he was trying to this special technique to transfer consciousness in the Dushita, in the material Buddha's pure land. So he was doing that, but could not transfer his consciousness in the pure land. He was stuck. So then he, one young monk living in the Tansky, went to see his guru. He went to see that old monk's guru. Maybe the monk sent, I'm sure, the Lama, with his guru, sent the message. There's much better Tibetan tea. There's much better shag. Shag is, you know, the butter. Tibetan tea is mixed with the butter, you see. Churn with butter. Salt and butter. So the shag is the butter on top of the tea. You know, on top of the tea there's a butter, it's covered. So it's called shag. But itself you don't call it shag. The shag is the butter on the top of the tea. So anyway, it doesn't matter. So, in the monastery, monks don't have much, you see. They don't have many things to enjoy, to drink. It's only the tea, you know, butter tea. So the butter tea. So it's something to enjoy, you see. So anyway, maybe there's some butter left in his bowl, in front of him there's a wooden bowl, some butter left, you see, you know, the tea. So the mind was attached to that. So the Lama could see that, you know, could start attached to that, so unable to let go. So they could not transfer his consciousness in pure land, even though he knows the technique very well, meditation technique very well. So the Lama said, there's a much better shark, you know, in the pure land, which is that. So as soon as he got the message, the young monk, you know, brought the message from Guru, he said, that's much better shark in the pure land. And immediately he was able to transfer his consciousness in pure land. So, at the time of death, even those special techniques, not sure, you see, you know, work when you die, because it's, like that example. But if you do this bodhicitta practice at the time of death, you see, taking other symptoms of the suffering, taking the giving practice, taking other symptoms, sufferings and causal sufferings, all the undesirable things, and you give all your merits and as well happiness, all the temporary ultimate after enlightenment, all the realizations, and your body, wish fulfilling, fulfills all their wishes and possessions, give to all, and charity to all symptoms. So, at the time of death, if you if you if one say do the meditation practice bodhicitta, such this practice, you know, say, taking the giving, you see, so when you do this, when you do this practice, this practice means letting go. Letting go even the I, not only the things, but letting go even the I that you cherish, you let go and cherish others. So therefore, it's a very powerful practice, very very pure understanding by self-cherishing thought. It's like atomic bombs, very, atomic bomb sounds like it sounds maybe negative, but what I'm saying is about powerful, how powerful the ability. So anyway, it cuts even the ego, self-cherishing thought. So it's a practice, again, you know, letting go of I. So therefore, this is much more safe. You see, so at the time of, you know, when you die, so you see, go to Pure Land, Buddha. If you do that, then naturally the result, even though you want to be born, even though your prayer, your wish is to be born in hell, you know, for sentient beings, you want to suffer in the hell for sentient beings. Even though that is your prayer, your wishes, but as a result, you see, then you get reborn in the Pure Land, Buddha, where you become enlightened. You see, say, like that, they have the effect is the opposite. You know, even though your sincere prayer, not just your sincere wish prayer to born in hell realm, wholesome sentence, you see, for the benefit of sentence, even like that. But the result, the effect, you know, the cause to be born in Pure Land, Buddha, where you become enlightened, so things like that, you know, or say, perfect human birth, you know, something like that. Like the Kadamba Geshe Chakawa, or every day he has been praying, you know, his practice has been to be born in hell realm for sentient beings, you know, to experience the sufferings for sentient beings, for the benefit of sentient beings, you know. instead of sentient beings suffering in the hell, you know, instead of sentient beings suffering, himself, he gave up himself to suffer for him and let him be free from suffering. See? So he's been praying to be born in hell, you know, for the sentient being. But the day when he's dying, so then an appearance of the Pure Land happened around him. Right there in his hermitage, the appearance of Pure Land, pure realm happened. So then, yeah, he told his attendant, "Well, I didn't succeed in my wish." You know. So he said, "Why? What you didn't?" You know, said, "What wish? What you didn't succeed?" So then he said, "I've been praying to be born in hell, you know, in the hell, for the benefit of sentient being, but the appearance of pure life, pure, but the appearance of pure realm happened, so like that." So say. So, even at the most critical time, in the most critical point of life, even death, even that time, Buddhist is best practice. That's the best practice. Safe. So like that. So there's something to it. So therefore, the practicing. Practicing the five power, the meditation technique, even the dead to transform into happiness, you know, doesn't become a problem to you, become a happiness. And not only just, but real peace, happiness, joy in your heart. You see, the dead become in a way, the dead experience become path, become method for you to go to Pure Land. You see, you can use the dead as a path means to go to Pure Land, Buddha, or with a better word, more healthier, that you can do more practice in a better condition. However, you know that, so the practicing at the time of death, then they practicing the five power near the death time. This is a meditation technique, how to die. The meditation technique, how to die in this way. You see, the dead become a happy cat to you, you know. So it's like that, you see. To achieve enlightenment, using the dead to achieve enlightenment, for something else. So practicing the higher powers near death time, that is it. So the essence is bodhicitta. That essence is bodhicitta. So that is it. However, just a few days, just a few days to do the retreat or the teaching. So it's not every day forever. So anyway, once I speak, that's how it goes. So please be patient. That's what I'm saying. Okay. So good night. Live according to ignorance. According to ignorance. How the things are happening. How the things are happening. So because of that, you see, as a mental fabrication or the anyway, this exaggerated, you know, cancer, this inherent legitimate cancer. So that gives more fear, worry, you know. You see, on the basis of that wrong view, then you see, build up all this fear and worry and all that, you see. like that. So the wisdom, see that I is totally empty. Wisdom realizes, you know, that's it. Real cancer exists in terms of society. It's totally non-existent, empty. You see, totally empty, totally non-existent. That's what wisdom sees. Now that same thing with the AIDS. If you have depression or a headache, any sickness, same. So how we believe is according to ignorance, you know, which is hallucination. And wisdom see all this totally, realize all these are totally empty. Same thing in death. when you're dying, when you're afraid of death, you see, scared of death, because believing a death, a real death, not merely leveled by mind, even though it's a death is merely imputed by mind, believed dead, which real dead existing from society. Yeah. Believe like that. So that's according to the point of view of ignorance. How things appear to the, how dead appears to the ignorance and how ignorance believes. So total hallucination. So believing that is true, then you see, from that exaggeration, then the then fear, worry, all these vices. So the wisdom see such that dead, such that real dead exists, and from that the total knowledge is empty. So if I could spend that door at that chair. Same thing. Relationship problems. Whatever problem that one believes that one has. Again, same here. What one believes, what this real I existing from the side, then believing that it had, this I has real problem, this real I existing from the side, have this real problem, in a sense, existing from some independent problem. Some, you see, a problem, real problem, not merely left by mind. Even though it came from the mind, merely imputed by the mind. Even though, until your mind label a problem. I want to express this way. Until your mind to label a problem, you don't see a problem. You have no problem. Until your mind to label a problem, you don't have a problem. You don't see a problem. Until your mind to label a problem. The minute when you label a problem, when your mind to label a problem, then you have an appearance of problem. Then you see a problem. Like that. So the problem, real problem, you know, not a middle level of mind, existing from inside. You see. Then because of that exaggeration, you have then there's all the emotional mind, all this fear, all this, you know, depression, all these things affect. So they commit suicide, then commit suicide, and then, you know, you destroy in a minute, that in a second you destroy this precious human, you destroy this, throw away this precious human rebirth that is here. Especially in having 18 qualities that you can achieve any happiness you wish for yourself, including enlightenment, temporary, ultimate, and you can achieve any, you can cause all the happiness, temporary, ultimate happiness, enlightenment, everything, to the numbers of the symptoms by developing the path with this human body, which by using this human body, which has this human body which offers all that opportunity. So. Any minute, any second, there's danger you might throw this precious human body, like with crown and jewel, you know, you throw away. That you can, as a, say, any, you can achieve any great meanings. Then any minute, any day, any minute you throw this away. So commit suicide, say, suicidal. So, because by following the ignorance is the, you say, exaggerating, making real, you see, everything making real, the relationship problems, whatever is it, business problem, whatever is it, but the wisdom see all this empty, you see, empty of real one existing from inside. That was the I. So that. So the way we believe, look at the situation, I am the situation, you know, that's according to ignorance. So that's why it affects so much the mind, of the emotional mind, you see, like that. No rest, doesn't give you any rest, just doesn't give you any peace, you know. So So I'll stop here. Otherwise, maybe the nightmares might happen. Night. I'm joking. So. This time I present it this way. talking about the false and truth on every phenomenon. So I have didn't get to give various ways to maintain him this way, so which must be very clear. however, there have been some examples, you know, different ways to see the way the example died in the bush or the hair, this like the brocade, the colors, and there are a little bit different ways how to, you know, to which helps to realize, you know, the example is false and truth. Anyway. So therefore, very important to do sitting meditation. First, understand the object of ignorance. What is the object of ignorance? The false view. You have to understand that first. Then you can do the meditation. Otherwise, you can't do meditation. What's the truth and what's the false, you see? To recognize in our normal daily life, how we live the ignorance in the world of ignorance, you see? It's like we are living in prison of hallucination, you know. Ignorance is like poison drug, it's like that. And it's all this hallucination. that it creates to, you know, another example. In some way, we're living there, sick. We are caught, the Lama Tsongkhapa explained, you know, how to develop compassion to sentient beings. Then I say how they're deluded, how they're ignorant. So you mention all the details, you know, under the control of delusion, karma. They don't have any freedom. Trapped, the symptom is trapped in an iron cage of ignorance. So like that, see. Iron cage of ignorance. So hard, you know, this the ignorance, cage of ignorance that has been existing, see, from beginning is a rebirth, you know, that time of the beginning. So we're trapped in this cage of ignorance. Iron is very hard, not easy to break. So exactly like that. Iron cage of ignorance. And this prison of this, it's a hallucination prison, see. You know, so that the blocks to see the reality, you know, better which by realizing that wisdom, then you see, you know, that liberates you from samsara, cuts the ignorance, eliminate the ignorance, delusion karma by the wrong wisdom, then that liberates you. That liberates you from the cage of ignorance. That wisdom realizing that, that liberates you from the whole entire samsara, you know, all the oceans of samsara suffering, oceans of suffering of hell, oceans of suffering with hungry ghosts, oceans of suffering with animals, oceans of suffering with human beings, whatever. Not only achieve ultimate total liberation, but also developing the wisdom, realizing this with the support of bodhicitta, then developing method, bodhicitta, so forth, with this with the support of wisdom, see. Then able to able to cease subtle defilements and able to achieve enlightenment. So like that, for the better. Then able to do perfect what was also done. So that. So here, this last part means. This last part is explaining why we have to realize, why, you know, why it's so important to realize, to recognize the, you know, to realize the emptiness, to realize the reality, why it's so important to realize, to realize emptiness. in order to realize and of course you have to recognize object of ignorance, that was a false hallucination, and by recognizing that false, you know, hallucination, then you know that that concept is a wrong concept. So like that, then that helps to realize ultimate nature emptiness. So the last part explains how this is the only way, and this is, you know, most urgency, emergency, you know, there's an emergency. For example, if you're heart attack or something, you have to rush to the immediately to by calling album, not album, album is a collection of pictures, ambulance, not by calling album. Sorry, let me say, not by calling album. Album is the, you know, where you collect all the pictures, right? You cannot call that. So calling what? What? Calling ambulance. when you have heart attack, not calling album, but ambulance. Calling ambulance. Then you go to emergency was hospital. So this one is a billion, zillion number of times much more emergency to realize emptiness, you know. So therefore, therefore we need to mentally, in order to mentally, we have to learn, you know, we have to say, learn, study the correct teachings. to do listening, you know, like that. So very important to do sitting meditation on this. On one example, you just concentrate the false eye, you know, whatever is the false object, you know, whatever the eye. Action the eye is doing in the object. So on one example, just mentally look at everything hallucination. Look at everything hallucination, you know, subject, action, object. Yeah? Just focus on that. Just focus that. Focus on that as, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is. whatever. It's extremely powerful. Even just one example, with everything hallucination. With everything hallucination, that which are hallucination. Look at subject action object of everything hallucination, that which is hallucination, the object of hallucination. Then just do one point. Then do one pointiness concentration. Just with mindfulness, there all these hallucinations. You know, all these subjects, such I, such action, object, all the hallucinations. Mindfulness, look at them, hallucinations. See, mindfulness, the hallucinations. So focus, one point of concentration. Then, if your mind is safe, distracted or something, then you can change another example. Then I can then get some hallucination, everything as long as possible. So then do also when you're walking, do the same meditation as I said before. While eating, do the same meditation as I said before. If you're washing, if you're in the toilet, meditation. So whatever you're doing, you see, can do that. Can do this meditation. Look at everything hallucination as it's hallucination. You see, false. So when you do that mindfulness. In your heart, what comes is emptiness. Understanding what comes is empty. This action is empty. Object is empty. So this is a very good way, very powerful way to meditate on emptiness. And this is how you can meditate. This is how you integrate emptiness and your working life. Emptiness meditation and working life. You see, while you're writing, while you're talking, you see, while you're doing business in the shop, counting money or selling, shopkeeper is just a thing. Anyway, even while one is doing job. Your mind, what practice mindfulness by looking subject, action, object, the people come in the shop, the place, everything is here. Looking at the hallucination, at the hallucination, which is object, you see. all these phenomena that's appearing to you, not me living by mind, which means the existing form of society, which is object, what ignorance believes, that it's false. So practice mindfulness in this, looking at hallucination, the house, the materials, people coming to buy, the subject was selling. Look at them hallucination. Looking at all these hallucinations as they are false. The way these things appear to myself. So when you do this mindfulness meditation continuously, in your heart, as a result, that these are empty. That it comes. So this is how you, so So this is how you integrate meditation emptiness with your working life while you're doing job. While you're teaching in school or while you're driving car, same. You see, real eye appearing from there, real car, you know, driving, a real one appearing from there, believing, and a real car appearing from there, not mere level car appearing from that, and you believe in that, and a real road, not a mere level road appearing, and you believe. So you're driving. So in a reality like this, I which doesn't exist. So I'm saying that I. I'm not saying I general. I'm not saying the middle level I that exists, but not middle level I. And when I say don't exist, not middle level the phenomena which appear to our mind. I which doesn't exist, brain action driving which doesn't exist, car which doesn't exist, inside car which doesn't exist, on the road which doesn't exist. So like that, going to office which doesn't exist, doing job which doesn't exist, going back to home which doesn't exist, going back to home, which doesn't exist, then seeing family, which do not exist. Anyway, that's enough. So that's the reality. I happen to be talking this way, but need more introduction of dependent arising. Usually, need to bring to this stage an emptiness gradually by introducing gross, very gross dependent arising, very gross emptiness. You see, then gradually, you know, then more subtle, to the finest, then the unmistakable emptiness. So that's that for the intelligent ones. Then you can quest a lot of merit. Intelligent ones, then straight presentation, they can understand and even realize. but those who don't have much merit, less intelligent, and then maybe misunderstand, difficult to understand, and misunderstandings arise. So therefore need to introduce from very gross, you know, dependent arising. See, then that is more subtle. So then I have to understand gross false views, then more subtle, so like that. If very final, very subtle object, the person, which is four schools of great philosopher, the last one, and fourth one, mathematics, two, the second one, person in the school. So then, that school view, the very subtle hallucination object will be. So one is able to recognize that. Then, only then, one come to know what it means, what really means emptiness. Otherwise, all the other previous ones, they talk about their point of view in emptiness, but it's not. That's not real emptiness. That's not. that's not right. Right. Then, not right view. Because it cannot cut the root of something. Root of cannot cut the root of samsara with ignorance. Only the personally skilled view emptiness can cut the ignorance, the one particular ignorance. there's no such thing, there's no such term as subtle ignorance. There's no such thing, but it's like that. You know, it's like that. You know, there's many other gross ignorance, but there's one particular one. There's no such, there's no mention in subtle ignorance, but it's like that, you know, to introduce. And there's one particular one. So then, the root of, there was a root of samsara. Need to mention more on the dependent arising. More you mention on dependent arising, then you come to know the false view easier. Then that brings to get easier idea of image. So like that. That's the more safe way to introduce emptiness. I think my way of talking today, it become like tracking Solukhumbu. You know, Solukhumbu is the Himalaya mountain. Yeah, you know, place I was born, climb over a mountain, you know, the rocky, you know, like that. No comfortable road. Bagi cinya sa bengke wa di tentang doa pun lah kambing nak cakap rezeki dulu pun tak apa. Tembeng yang boleh doa saja jo. Saji boleh jo. Dharma, special karma, so like that. So then, therefore, making so much mistakes, and they don't know, they don't want to say harm for others, but they don't know how to do that, and the only way they know is to harm back. See? Then they have no idea, they have no idea, that means they're creating cause again, letting cause others to harm. From that connection, you know, it makes them harm back to you again in the future, you see. But then again you come back. So there's no end for that. Your suffering is no end, and next also other suffering no end. So endless, you see. So this is how, this is one way how to maintain how sentient beings are suffering. How sentient beings are suffering. You see. So, like that, it's due to ignorance. So, being under the control of ignorance is how they're suffering. So this is also one way to maintain on compassion. Well, how to maintain on compassion to other sentient is how to see. One way to reflect how they are suffering. relating to present world, you know, present world, in your past, whatever. They, you know, world situation, you see. So like that. So therefore, you see, to not receive harm from others, then you have to stop harm. So in order to not receive harm from others, to nobody harm to you, others protect you, nobody harm you. To do that, you have to stop harming others first. Otherwise, you're creating karma, cause to receive harm from others. So, therefore, best solution is good harm. So therefore we should pray to dedicate. Therefore, we should pray to actualize, ultimate good heart, bodhicitta, in everyone's heart. And also, I mentioned the first night where I spoke 3 hours or 4 hours or 6 hours or so. I mentioned at the end, after this course, we should have responsibility, everywhere you go, at home, anywhere, office, anywhere, always you talk, always bring up, try to bring up compassion, message compassion. You oneself show compassion and also talk about compassion to others. This is how you can bring peace in the world. This is how you can bring peace from one person to the second person, third person, fourth person. You see, and more people, you see, you can bring peace by that. So, when there was a lot of quite a number of years ago, when I was in Australia doing a retreat in Adelaide, there was a lot of millions of people dying in Africa, and also so many children. I think that's happening all the time. And so much violence. So what I thought, but I didn't do. So anyway, what I thought is that so the idea, you go there and make friends with people. Make friends with people. Then you talk about compassion. So if you inspire one person to have compassion, then maybe his friend or her friend. So two people, you say, make them to learn, say, to understand the benefit of compassion and to inspire to practice compassion. So you start one by one like that, the more and more people. And this is where of course sometimes possible. Maybe 100 people, 1,000 people. one can talk. Maybe that's also possible in a big number from the beginning. But anyway, you go there and leave, spend some time there, make friends, then talk about compassion. You see, good heart. Then more and more people get, to practice compassion. It's good heart. So slowly, like that, it spread out. So that's how you can bring peace and happiness to one person. One person, two people, three people like that. Then that I can spread the whole area, or country like that. You see, it's not impossible that a whole country like that, 1 second, to stop all the, their negative thoughts, the violent mind and actions in our country like that. I mean, it's not impossible thing, but it's that is not. I cannot say it's impossible thing, but I was difficult. So you start with a few people, start with one, even one person, two people, build up like that. So this brings them so much peace and happiness to themselves. you know, yeah, at least in some, you know, first the world in their own country, bring some peace to happen. Then if they practice good heart, if they practice good heart, compassion, loving kindness, you know, benefit others, then even the Nagas, those are the beings you see in the country, they will be very happy. And they, you know, listen, those, they don't receive harm, or they become very happy, they help. And rains come in the right time, grows crops. So it, then they can be economical, they can be economical boom. Anyway, so they say the prosperity and the famine, those new disease, have all those things which come from, you know, which are result of this. Negative karma is turned on virtuous actions, so there's negative karma. So by having good heart, those things get stopped. You see. And then this way, more they practice good heart, their actions, their daily life actions become more virtuous. And they have more actions become virtue. So then, there we see, as a result, there is so much peace happening. not only in their individual lives, in their family, in their country, in the whole. Then that affects the whole world. As it brings so much peace and happiness in the whole world. Same like that. So. So therefore, then this way, doing kapan kosh, if you do that, if you, you know, always practice compassion, we, you know, inspire others, you know, talk about compassion. I mean, here I'm just giving an example. I thought that time, you know, how things can be done, but anyway. So if you take this responsibility, you know, in a world peace, you see. So then, it fulfills the purpose of doing the Kapan course, meditation course, you see, the retreat. So say, as a result of this, you see. this is an excellent thing to do. Bring compassion to family. No, talk about compassion to family. You see, everywhere, you see, in your conversation, not that, you see. Always keep in mind, always keeping the focus on that. to bring peace. So like that. Even if we're chanting mantra, whatever we're chanting mantra, it's to benefit others. Even if you do sadhana, it's to help. It's the ultimate thing is that doing sadhana, so you have realization power, so that you can benefit others. The whole point is that even if you do sadhana, you know, even the tantric practice, but the reason is to help others. It's not for you, it's not just to achieve happiness, also it's meant to benefit others in the world. Even to process, is to benefit others. to benefit others by purifying your need karma, trying to make it so that you can realize it, so it benefits others. So everything about it, even offering to Rupa Dhamma Sangha, is to quite merit so that you can benefit others. Even making holy objects, why? So that you can benefit. Holy objects benefit so many sentiments. This is one way how you can benefit from the sentence. So, like that, you see, while we meditate, while we meditate is not to achieve happiness, is not just for your own happiness, not just even to achieve liberation from samsara for yourself, it's not for that. So while we meditate is to help others, is to benefit from others in this. So everything is so that you can benefit others. So that's main goal. So even if we eat food, what for we eat food? It's for why we put effort to be alive. Why? To benefit others. When we're sick, why we have treatment? You know, what's the importance to be to have treatment? You see? So if you're healthy, so you can benefit others. Having operation, all these expenses, you know, trying to be alive, trying to survive. So to benefit others in the midst. So like that. So now it's really stop. Okay, all right. I'm forgetting. I'm not going to start another session. So please take your bodhicitta. Thinking, now I have the opportunity, now I have the chance to use these to cause of happiness of all sentient beings. You see, and how you can do that is, you see, with compassion, you see, you are experiencing this problem. While you are experiencing this problem, while you have the sicknesses, while you have the problem, you experience for others. You know, for the benefit of all, you experience this on behalf of all sentient beings, and then let them to be free all the sufferings, all the sufferings and causal sufferings, and to have them to have all the happiness of.